The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
About restrictions that still exist on the partners of pregnant women visiting maternity hospitals and attending at those maternity hospitals with their partners when it comes to labour and when it comes to emergency situations. They are the two pinch points at the moment. I'm joined now by Colm Burke, who is Fine Gael spokesperson on health, and he is a member of the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee as well. Colm, have you any explanation for why some of these restrictions still exist in practice?
Well, I don't, and it's interesting. My understanding and the up-to-date information I received is that, for instance, you take in Galway, they have gone back to pre-COVID pandemic in relation to the way they're allowing partners in with their spouse or, you know, with their the person who is attending the maternity unit, and there isn't any restrictions, and it appears to be working quite well. So the question then arises as regards why the same set of rules can't apply right across the board in all of the 19 maternity units across the country.
Yeah, and listen, we don't have any explanation either. I mean, when you've raised this, what has been the response you've gotten?
Well, the response is that the one of the issues that I raised in the health committee was that all 19 units would set out quite clearly what the rules are and that they would be full compliance with the national guidelines. And I think as well as that, I think it could be argued that the national guidelines may be over-restrictive at this time. For instance, I speak to one consultant who had a clinic recently, and the four patients that they were attending to, one after the other, their four partners were fully vaccinated. So in a large number of cases now, the partners are fully vaccinated as well as the patients. Therefore, and as well as that, remember, the staff are fully vaccinated. So where is the risk? And this is the issue that is now needs to be clarified. Why is there such a restriction? You know, as I said, in Galway, my understanding is throughout the period of time of the person, the woman is in labour, then her partner can attend.
Yeah.
It appears the guidelines is that they can attend when they're in the when the person is in the labour ward. You know, there is a period of time as well when they would they be in labour. They are in labour, but not necessarily in labour.
Yeah, this is it. The active labour had been the term used, and it was kind of 3 centimetres dilation. They were getting a bit of stick for it, so they got rid of it. But then they brought in this labour ward.
Yeah,
Mark, people don't end up in the labour ward until they're 3 centimetres dilated in most hospitals. So it was essentially the same rule, but they just kind of fudged it so it looked like they were in compliance.
Yeah, and I think it's there seems to be a particular issue in relation to the Cork University Maternity Unit, where I've been based in Cork, I'm getting a lot of queries on it, and it's something that we need to clarify. And I'm writing to the to Gerry Dwyer, the Chief Executive of the South Southwest Hospital Group, for clarification as to why there is a different set of rules being applied in Cork and in the South Southwest Hospital Group area compared to the rest of the country. You know, what are the concerns? And in fairness to our maternity units across the country, we do have a very high standard. People work extremely hard. All of the staff, whether it's nurses, doctors, care assistants, all of the people in there work extremely hard. And I think, you know, they are prepared to, you know, there is a difference of opinion in relation to who should be allowed in and when. And I think, you know, why do we have a new set of rules now when it worked? It is working very well in a number of the units. Why can't it work in all of the other units?
COVID and is the same. As COVID is the same in Galway as it is in Cork.
Yes, and I think as well, you know, there is a situation where, you know, people are going through a difficult time. When someone is in labour, they need support. It's fully accepted that they do get the support from the staff on the ward and who is attending them while they're in labour, but they also need the support of their partner, and it is important that they get that support at a crucial time. And I think as well, it has been highlighted now that there has been an increase in postnatal depression, and I'm not saying that one issue is tied in with the other, but I think this is a crucial time for period. There is concern, there is I suppose the stress levels that are there, and I think it's important that people are allowed in, and that we can you know, I don't understand. This matter now is going on for quite a period of time. We need clarification. And
Colin, can I ask you, sorry to cut across you, about antigen testing? Because we had Peter Boylan, the retired obstetrician, on the show last Friday, and he thought this was an obvious area to introduce some level of antigen testing if people were nervous about COVID coming into the hospital. What's your view?
Yeah, I would agree with him. If you know, he has a lot of experience. He was head of a unit for a number of years. He's worked quite extensively before he retired in the maternity sector. So he has a lot of experience. And there was a lot of change during the time that he worked in that area. So I think he's someone that should be listened to. But as I said, a huge number of partners now are fully vaccinated. And therefore, the numbers that would even require to do the antigen test would be quite low. But if it's necessary, then why not use it? And this is an important period of time in someone's life. There's a new arrival coming into the world.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that that person who is in labour is getting the full support of their partner at all times. And like as I said, it's something that I'm working with. I know that Linda Kelly here in Cork has done a huge amount of work in this, together with other people in the campaign. Over 60,000 people have signed a petition on this issue. And I think it's important that we give recognition to that. And like maternity services should not be something that is the last to come back into dealing with
the
people who require that care.
That's something I think a lot of our listeners getting in touch with agree, just looking at the text line in front of me. Colin Burke Fine Gael, TD spokesperson on health and member of that Oireachtas Health Committee. Thanks a million for joining us. It's the story we're going to stick with. I do want to read a text that's come in on this issue, because in fairness, it's an argument that a lot of people make when they get in touch with the show, and it's a totally legitimate position to take. Here in maternity hospitals have many short-term patients and quite a few longer-term patients. Women with problem pregnancies and tiny premature babies struggling to hold on to life. Both are at risk from COVID. You've been banging at these doors for weeks now. Could it be there are very good reasons they remain closed to you? And like I said, that is a good point, and it's a point worth making. I suppose the issue with that point is twofold. One is that we don't know the reasons that they remain closed. That's part of the problem. We are just dealing in a complete fog of confusion here, because the hospitals themselves claim compliance when it's quite obvious, speaking to women, that they are not compliant. The other issue with that argument about keeping out COVID is, if they had a blanket restriction on anybody getting into the hospital who wasn't a patient, I would think it's too draconian, but at least it would make sense in terms of keeping out COVID. They let the partner in, though, when the woman is 3 centimetres dilated. COVID isn't less infectious when it's around a dilated cervix. It just isn't. It's the same COVID. So there's no advantage to keeping men out in the car park for those early stages of labour. There's just none, and it doesn't make sense in terms of keeping out COVID, because they're coming into the hospital eventually. Why not let them in immediately? But listen, it is a totally legitimate point, and we appreciate the text. 53106 is the number. Keep those texts coming. You can reach me on 1890 453 106. Plenty still to come on this show, including Mona McSharry's mum.